Alexander Sergeyevich Pushkin was born in Moscow on May the 26th, 1799. On his father's side, he was of ancient boyar stock. On his mother's side, and as his physical appearance hinted at, he was descended from an Abyssinian prince, whose son was taken from his father as a hostage and later presented to the Emperor Peter the Great. Pushkin's early childhood was unremarkable. He was brought up in a literary household. Both his father and his uncle wrote verse. But the influence of his parents was a remote one. Stronger, certainly, than was of his nurse, Anna Rodionovna, whose deep knowledge of Russian folklore instilled a love of the Russian language and furnished Pushkin with much material for his later popular compositions. At the age of 12, Pushkin was sent to the academy at Tsarskoye Selo. He remained there for 6 years. Discipline was lax, and with freedom, his poetic instinct was quick to show itself. He wrote first in French, then in Russian. By 1814, his poems had begun to be printed. By the time he left the academy and went to St. Petersburg in 1817, Pushkin had already been acclaimed as a new voice. Derzhavin, Zhukovsky, and Karamzin, eminent writers of an older generation, were among the first to recognize in the ease and fluency of Pushkin's early verse the careless quality of genius.